Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lane. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 83 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. You know, in podcast episode number 79, I talked about strategy, at least part one, which defines and discusses what it is and what it is not. In part two of my discussion on strategy, I'd like to talk about the most basic and essential component for developing a viable strategy, a winning strategy, as you head into a match, specifically the starting point, which is the assessment of your own game. Now, folks, as I've talked about in previous podcasts, when it comes to game improvement, everything starts with having the proper mindset. By that, I mean you have to be open-minded, ready, and willing to embrace all that it takes to improve your game, from assessment to problem-solving to implementation to having the necessary diligence and persistence in the execution and follow-through. Now, as it relates to assessing your own game, you have to be brutally honest with yourself regarding the strengths and weaknesses of your game and have a firm understanding and acceptance of the things you can and cannot do well. Otherwise, the strategy you come up with may be sound in theory, but not be suitable for you for your particular set of skills and attributes. You know, several months ago, I was watching a match at the local club where one of the players, who I'll call Jen, was playing an opponent who I'll call Tina. At the time, Jen only knew how to hit the ball one way, hard. Tina was a classic baseline counterpuncher. She loved hitting against balls struck with pace and was adept at redirecting her opponent's pace. So this was a tough matchup for Jen at that time because Jen's game was rather limited. Simply put, it was one-dimensional. Jen really only knew how to hit the ball hard, harder, and even harder. She had not yet developed any change of pace shots that would have effectively complemented those big ground strokes. With her big groundies, Jen would often pin her opponents deep behind the baseline. Unfortunately, this suited many of her opponents just fine, as that deep court position enabled them to more easily handle the pace of her shots. So Tina won the match, losing only 3 games in total. Many of the rallies typically went like this. Jen pounds her ground strokes, Tina, playing from well behind the baseline, easily redirects and gets the ball back into play. Jen hits even harder, Tina continues to get the ball back into play, Jen tries to hit even harder, and eventually makes an unforced error. Game, set, and match. Some of the folks watching this match frequently wondered out loud during the match why Jen did not simply just dump the ball short, given how far behind the baseline Tina was playing. Folks, in theory, of course, that's a very logical strategy. Try to keep Tina off balance by employing what I call a punch and tickle tactic, or in other words, hitting her power ground strokes hard and deep and mixing in short bunts and cuts to keep Tina from getting too comfortable camped out from behind the baseline. The fact is, Jen did try to hit a few bunts and slices short, but as I mentioned earlier, Jen did not have those shots in her arsenal. Thus, those shot attempts were they quickly became ugly errors, or they were so off the mark and ineffective that Tina easily put those balls away. Now, that was about 6 months ago. Fast forward to present day, Jen now has an expanded skill set, which includes the ability to hit ground strokes with controlled but aggressive topspin. This enables her to still be aggressive, but provides her with greater margin for error with the higher net clearance on those shots. In addition, she has added an array of bunt, slice, and cut shots she can hit comfortably and consistently off of both wings to bring an opponent forward to the net. In a rematch against Tina recently, Jen dispatched her in straight sets, losing only 2 games in the process. Folks, developing a winning strategy starts with the understanding and acceptance of what you can and cannot do well. As I've said in previous podcasts, confidence is one thing, delusion is another. The bottom line is when planning your strategy, first and foremost, you have to know realistically which skills and assets are at your disposal. A strategy only makes sense for you if you have the ability and skill set to execute that particular strategy. Otherwise, it amounts to nothing more than wishful thinking. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.